And roll call. Chair Albrecht.
Here.
Thank you. Regent Lozar.
Here.
Thank you. Regent Sheehy.
Here.
Thank you. Regent Greenfield.
Here.
Thank you. Regent Johnstone.
Here.
Thank you. Regent Nystuen.
Yes, I'm here.
Thank you. Regent Tust.
Here.
Thank you. Commissioner Christian.
I'm here.
Thank you. And I understand that the governor's office and superintendent's office are both excused from this call.
Thank you, Amy. Do we want to hear what campuses are on the phone as well?
University of Montana is on the call.
Okay, at this point, I would like to go ahead and open the meeting, and I want to thank everyone for being here today. I'd like to take a moment and offer my condolences to all of those who are suffering with the experience in Las Vegas and the horrible shootings that occurred. As we're together, I want the opportunity to express my condolences and keep them all in our hearts and thoughts. As we move into today's meeting, we have a prime opportunity to move forward on a process that began back in December. If we recall, it's important to recognize all of the efforts that have come into play to get us to where we are today. That began with listening sessions in bringing AGB consultants to Missoula to ensure that there was a good understanding of what the constituents were looking for in the hiring of the University of Montana president. After that, a search committee was selected and seated. That search committee convened to provide input into the profile that would then be presented as part of the advertisements nationally in order to draw and recruit candidates throughout the nation for this position. The search committee then continued to do its diligence in vetting 99 applicants and winnowed those down to 13. Those 13 candidates, semifinalists, were then interviewed, and the four candidates that came to the University of Montana campus in the last couple of weeks then had the opportunity to be interviewed and to have input in through public forums, et cetera. I would like to take the opportunity to thank the members of the diverse search committee that included faculty, staff, the University of Montana Endowment or Foundation, myself, and Regent Lozar also served on the committee. We had a diversity of groups that were engaged on the 21-member committee that was chaired by Commissioner Christian. We also had students, alum, and business, civic. I'm trying to think, maybe Casey, who else am I missing? Faculty, research, a variety of constituents that represented a diversity. I would also thank like to thank the other regents who were also present to engage in the process, listen to the public forums, spend time with each one of the candidates individually, and to further vet and understand who would be the best candidate moving forward. The search committee met last week to discuss in depth the candidates and have a recommendation that will be moved forward that we will discuss in executive session with Commissioner Christian. At this point, I would like to see if there is any public comment for the UM presidential search finalists discussion. Is there any public comment? Seeing none, the item on the agenda today requires the board to go into executive session, and the meeting will be closed because the discussion relates to a matter of individual privacy, and I've determined that the demands of individual privacy clearly exceed the merits of public disclosure. We will now go into executive session and end this call. Regents, hang up and call back at the number that was sent to you. And after that call, the meeting will be adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.